Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of June 6th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. I want to thank our June patron, Josh Cook. Thank you so much for being a patron. We've got other folks in the queue to be thanked monthly, so look forward to that. And if you want to support the show directly, you can do so right here, patreon.com/thegamersin. Speaking of the Gamers In for the show this week, Jocelyn is back and is looking forward to a few June video game releases. I know for me, I'm looking forward to Fire Emblem Three Hopes and a few others on the list. But for this week, I am checking out Diablo Immortal. I know Jocelyn is not checking it out at all, although she's seen some of the gameplay as Matt's been playing it. And, you know, I got to get some more time with it. My initial impression is like, wow, they got Diablo working on mobile. It feels great. It looks pretty good. A lot of voice acting. It's solid. But in my mind, it is weighed down by a lot of mobile freemium experiences, like those trappings of those games, like a lot of in-app purchases, a lot of like, buy this bundle, 800% value. And it just jumps out as like just bad. I see that stuff and you have to actively ignore it, which is possible. I think you can enjoy this game and actively ignore like a lot of that stuff, but it's there. It's in front of you. There is a battle pass. Personally, I have no problem with a battle pass. I think that's the best approach. But there's also like buying item bundles, cosmetics. Like it's a lot. And that being said, I plan on playing a bit more on mobile. I've checked out the crossplay on PC. The PC is in open beta, and it very much is a beta. It runs well. It's just you feel as though it is very much a mobile game that has been ported, and they're still working to make it feel like a strictly a PC game. You know, whether they'll get to that, I have no idea. It's hard to say, but I'll definitely check out the PC version once it launches 1.0 as well, just to see if they have that drive to take the PC version to be feeling like a PC version. Like right now, it's got like the cursor, and you know, some of the button mappings are a little off. So we'll see. So I'm going to talk about Diablo Immortal this week. I want to check out more Rogue Legacy 2. And I've got some Game Pass games lined up as well. I want to check out Lost in Random being one of them. And we'll talk about the State of Play news that just took place. It was after our Gamers In last week. And we'll also be looking forward to even more news in the coming weeks from not E3, you know, Summer Games Fest. There's also the Xbox conference as well. So looking forward to that. Over on Summoner's Call, we have a new Legendary Hero to cover, plus more Game Club. We're going to be slowing our progress on the main storyline and focus a bit more on the paralogues. Also, in terms of a programming note, we're going to be shifting our schedule for the summer to be every other week. So we'll have an episode for this week, June 6th. We'll be off the week after. It'll just allow us to take a slower approach over the summer, and our intention is still to finish Game Club. I know I've got a lot going on this summer, and I did need to trim back a little bit. But come the fall, we'll look to bring it back to weekly, if that makes sense. But as of right now, we're going to be moving Summoner's Call to every other week. And we'll still cover all the fun stuff of Fire Emblem Heroes and continue with the Outrealm Gate with Game Club for Awakening, and obviously checking out Three Hopes as well. So look forward to that. As for upcoming video games, as mentioned, Diablo Immortal is out now on mobile and PC. Mario Strikers Battle League comes to the Switch on June 10th. The Quarry is coming out June 10th. That's one of those games that Jocelyn's looking forward to in June. Redout 2 comes out June 16th. Fall Guys is launching its free-to-play version on June 21st, as well as its Xbox and Switch editions. Shadowrun Trilogy is coming to current generation consoles on the 21st. Wreckfest is coming to the Switch on the 21st. Deliver Us the Moon is launching on current generation consoles on the 23rd. Sonic Origins is coming out on the 23rd as well. Capcom Fighting Collection is coming out on the 24th. And finally, as mentioned, Fire Emblem Warriors Three Hopes is coming to the Switch on June 24th. As for TGI Game Club, I am mostly caught up. There was a couple weeks where I was falling behind, but I have caught up now, and the story is certainly going places. We've been joking that basically every thread starts with or at least boils down to the red yarn gif, as I like to call it, from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So yeah, it's a complex story, but it's a really cool game, and I'm glad we're playing it. So again, if you want to jump in, there's still time. I'd say we're about, like, I think my playtime right now is around 20 hours, so we're just heading into milestone 7. It's still totally possible to jump in, catch up, and join in the conversation. And don't be afraid to revive those old threads. You can do that just by hopping into them and just typing anything, and they'll pop back up for everybody. So yeah, hopefully you guys can join us. We'd love to have you. And speaking of which, you can join in on our Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. I want to thank everybody for listening. Have yourselves a great week, and we'll chat soon.